right now, boys and girls. We want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo-woo-woo.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Okay. I got this painting from Novak, and it is by far the worst, shittiest fucking piece of shit. What kind of asshole could paint something that bad?
It's so bad.
It is so bad.
It looks like he just fell asleep at the end.
Seth.
Yeah.
Can you put that online, please?
Yeah.
If you guys are near a computer, sign on. Seth, tell them what to go on just so they could witness the most shitty-ass piece of shit. I can't believe a human can make something this poor.
All right, it's go to MySpace and sorry, but it's Bam and Seth's Wizard Sleeve. BAMANDSETHSWIVE.
You guys got to see for yourself how bad this painting is.
Go to the photos. Go to the
and the worst part is, he writes half of it spelled wrong, and it looks like he painted it with a cat turd, and then it's like purple around the edges, and then it's like white. I hated it so much that I buried it in the backyard. Then I had to dig it back up to piss on it. Then I buried it again. Then I decided that I had to. Then I had to drive over it with the four wheeler a few times. Then I put it in the microwave. Then I flushed it down the toilet. Well, tried to. Then I went to the Blues Traveler show and made John Popper spit on it.
And we tried to drown it in the pool.
I tried to drown it in the pool, and then I threw an egg on it.
It's ripped.
I'm starting to like it now, though, because it's just so bad. It's the weather. Worst. I have the worst painting on earth, and it's at my house.
It looks like shit.
Wow.
Yeah. Hallmark and got a sympathy card.
Misery is optional. Pain is... Shut the fuck up, Novak. What are you talking
about?
What does it say?
It's an illusion.
Wait, Chad, try to read it.
mustard?
Nursery?
Nursery?
Is mustard.
What does that say?
Pakistan.
Nursery, Pakistan, Allison, but love metal.
Misery is optional. Pain is an illusion, but love is eternal. Shut the fuck up, Novak, you asshole.
Yeah, it looks like it was painted
what
with his
asshole.
Hemorrhoids.
Yeah.
No such thing as bad art.
It here looks microwave, too.
I'm afraid to touch it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to call him.
Horrible.
Because
why did he paint you a painting?
I don't know.
He was at home, and he...
Because I'm in pain.
He brought it by.
Because I'm in pain.
Nobody understands me.
He brought it by?
He did it here at the house.
Yeah. Was he drunk?
He picks up. No, he's just a loser.
It sucks.
It's the worst thing I've
drunk,
ever
like,
seen.
Like, I was drunk, man. He wasn't. I won't even pick his fucking phone.
Any art is good art.
It's modern art.
I hope he answers.
I can turn poop into Picasso, man.
Hello?
Yo!
What? Who's that?
What kind of asshole could paint such a horrible piece of shit painting? Dude, it is the worst painting on earth. I have the worst painting on earth at my house.
What?
Made by you.
Thing is bad art.
I'm staring at it. There is such thing as bad art. I'm looking at it.
When did you become fucking Pablo Picasso?
I got Picasso here.
Yeah, even what? I don't think it's that good.
Novak.
There you go.
You're just jealous that my paint probably may look better than yours.
Did you know that I buried it in the backyard and then I had to dig it back up just to piss on it, and then I buried it again, then I rode it over the floor, I put it in the microwave, I flushed it down the toilet, I had John Popper from the Blues Traveler spit on it, and I cracked an egg on it.
I took my clothes. It was a peaceful day. It was a nice day. It was setting my mind at ease. I thought I was doing something nice and productive. for once. And then the next thing I know, you're pouring paint all over my $2,000 jacket. You're covering it with sprinkles. And then you take my pride and joy, first only painting ever, and you rub it in mud and do donuts over it with the four wheeler. Why? Why do you do that to me?
Because it, the worst piece of art on earth is at my house. That's why. And it got painted here. Now, my house just went down in value.
He thought you could do better.
Shit. You're in art.
I hate you.
Art web.
Novak, I wrote you a note. Can I read it for you?
I can't wait. Please do.
Dear Novak, what the fuck kind of asshole faggot piece of shit could make such a shitty, poorly thought out piece of fucking shit? It's fucking humiliating to the world that such a fucking piece of shit exists. This piece of art is the worst on the planet. Novak is such a fucking asshole for choosing these horrible colors, paintbrushes, and a cat turd. Fuck you.
You know what? Well, fuck you, because you have an eye for art. I could probably sell them $40,000 in New York City.
Yeah, right.
I'm framing it. As a matter of fact, I'm making T-shirts with it on it, and then I'm putting my note right next to it. Just because, I'm framing this. I think. Should I? It's kind of
so shitty.
You know why you're framing it? Because the same reason why you won't vote for Obama. You know he'll win, and you know that my painting's probably the best one in your house.
What do you care? You can't even vote. You're a felon.
Yeah.
You don't want your vote, dude. You're too lazy to vote, so we have something in common.
Right.
Okay. So you make it right. Obama probably win, and my painting is probably the best in the house, and that's why we're framing and put it in your house and make T-shirts of it.
It's we just put it on MySpace. Bam and Seth's Wizard Sleeve. We just had to post up some comments about how it's the worst piece of shit on earth.
Did I get one good comment from it?
Did you know that you spelled half of the shit wrong?
Because
you rush me. You stood next to me and you smoked cigarettes, and every time you got a cigarette, you put it out on my painting.
Well, it looks like you wrote the letters with a cat turd. You pick the biggest, widest brush, and then you choose brown. You choose to write your nice sentence in brown. Misery is optional, pain is an illusion, and love is eternal. Fuck you, you fucking asshole.
Hey, Sig Man, what do you think of those words? They have potential, don't they?
Yeah, do you know what Sig thinks it says? He tried to read it, and he thought it says nursery,
Pontiac.
Pakistan, yeah. Pontiac, Allison, but love metal. That's what he thought it said.
Which means that means more to me.
He thought it said
butt metal.
Nursery, butt metal. Pontiac, Pakistan, Allison, but love metal. That's what he made out from your poorly thought out letters.
You're in a butt metal band.
You guys are all just jealous of my technique. Yeah. One day, I'm gonna have a teaching class, and whoever wants to come, I'll teach you for free.
All right, do you think Shitbird is jealous?
Class day at your house.
Shitbird's in Madea. Why would he be jealous?
They might turn to Picasso one day if they follow my footsteps.
Dude, it looks like you wrote this shit in doo-doo.
G.G. Allen was a better painter, for real.
With a thumb.
Yep.
Your mom should get smacked because you made this.
Seriously,
that's what kids wrote? Are they looking at it?
That's just a note.
That's what I say.
Just letting you know, Novak.
Your mom. It says your mom should.
What do people say on the internet about it?
It says your mom should get smacked because you made Novak, and he painted that.
Yeah.
My father should get smacked. Why is my nice father being brought? Who the fuck wrote that? Now I'm pissed.
It goes back to like great grandfathers.
Nobody likes this painting at all. It's bummed everyone out.
Yeah.
You bummed the entire... Somebody else wrote...
I hope Shipper is not in the background critiquing my painting.
Dude, he's not jealous at all. He's in Madea, dude.
Yeah, I'm like, I know where you... I know how shitty it can be.
He can't hear you.
Shipper, are you telling me my painting's shitty?
Dude, it looks like it's painted with shit. It's all chunky and, like,
take a look at your wife, dirtbag.
You're right. I agree with you there. Take a look at her. Where is she now? Like, kind of thing.
This can't go on forever. You gotta start liking something. What?
What? Yeah, your painting looks like my ex-wife.
When are you getting here from New York?
to go to New York?
Do you want to go tomorrow?
Sure.
New York's not going to let you in because of this painting.
I got to be your house at 8, and we're leaving early.
Yo, there's a problem, though.
I have two questions for you, but go ahead. What's the problem with tomorrow?
The problem is that New York City isn't going to let you in because you painted that piece of shit.
It's your passport.
Okay, so if you want to go tomorrow, it's pretty important.
They're calling off the autograph signing.
They shut the bridge.
Okay, if they don't call it off, do you and Missy want to go?
Missy's shaking her head no.
Where?
I have to work.
What? Randy's going.
I have to work.
Sweet Sounds of CKY in Hackensack, New Jersey tomorrow.
We can make that then.
You should. It is on the way, kind of.
All right.
Yeah. Hey, my autograph signing is until 6 o'clock.
Where's it going to be at?
Hackensack, New Jersey.
It's at Borders.
Borders where?
In New York, in Times Square.
I thought you were just going to leave it at New York City. There's probably 900 Borders in New York City.
Hey, don't you run. That's a dead zone right there. Like those T-Mobile commercials, 900s and skate sessions that day are dead zone.
Your fucking painting's dead zone.
Your painting is dead zone, you fucking asshole.
Oh, fuck you. You're just jealous because you don't know real art. All you like to do is paint pictures of fucking men and shit and drinking it.
No, he did a painting for me.
I actually have things to say. I'm an author. You just like to paint sick shit and make shit hard.
I'm an author.
I'm an author.
Arthur?
I'm an author.
Bam. I'm a book writer. I'm a book author.
I wrote a book called The Dream Seller, and it's the 12th bestseller under Tiger Woods, so fuck you.
Hey, Bam, here's question number two since I got you on the phone. I'm going to be in your house at 8 in the morning anyways.
Yeah.
Here's the next question for you. You have to be in New York on the 19th. Do you have Howard Stern to talk about where the F is Santa?
New Hope.
Yeah.
I have a sign the same day at Virgin.
Yeah.
Do you want to do the signing of Virgin on the same day as your Howard Stern?
Well, I don't really want to sign up for a signing if I don't have to be there.
Well, that's enough. Come on me. You only save like 10, 20 minutes.
Give me $90.
I don't have $90 to give you.
Well, then I ain't going.
I'll make someone give it to you.
You want to have Novak call in? There's a caller.
Hey, can I go to Howard Stern with you?
Yeah, you got to fight with a caller, dude.
All right, somebody wants to talk to you. So can you call New York real quick, dude? I'm gonna play a song.
Yeah, can I go to Howard Stern with you on the 19th? I'll be there.
Yes.
No. I'm going, not you.
You could go.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, no. I'm gonna talk about like me eating an eyeball and shit it out. Should be like Mandy will be there too. I'm not gonna be all crazy.
Howard don't like junkies, dude.
Dream seller.
Well, how come Artie's in there then?
Okay. So you might. I'm going to wake you up 8 in the morning and talk to you to figure out tomorrow.
All right. Call New York.
Call New York?
Yeah. All right. I'm playing a song.
I'll call New York now.
All right. Bye.
New York. Is that you?
Is this New York?
Guess what I'm playing, Shitbird? No beer.
Oh,
Destination
no.
Beer
this
mill.
This is great. I love this song, dude.
Who's
here we
buy?
Go. This is the Rasmus.
Fucking
no
A,
fear, dude. But we call it no beer. Boy, Destination Beer mill.
No fear.
No fear.
That was the Rasmus, damn. No Beer Destination Beer Mill. And to see the worst piece of shit, worst piece of art on earth, then go to... go to what?
Go to Bam and go to MySpace and go to Bam and Seth's Wizard Sleeve. And go to the painting section and you'll see it.
Please comment because we want to hear your thoughts on how bad you hate it.
It's on MySpace?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Yo.
Misery is love. No, time is of the essence. No,
what?
Illusions, love, company. Fish don't fry in the kitchen. No.
Why are you taking this side? Because my painting meant something to me.
You can't make a mountain out of a molehill. No.
I like it. You know.
I'll pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today. No.
Don't fry in the kitchen.
I mean, I just think you kind of went in the style of how Bam was painting that list, the grocery list.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have patience for one layer to dry and then the next fucking layer to dry.
That doesn't have anything to do with what I'm talking about.
You deserve to get beat up over this.
And, yeah, right. Why? Because you weren't afraid of putting your house. Just admit it. I'll give you lessons. I think you're just jealous because it's better and you want lessons from me, but you're too much of a man to ask.
This is your opinion, man.
Hey, Novak, we have somebody on the phone here who wants to tell you how bad of a piece of shit you're a piece of art.
Put that fucking faggot on.
Somebody thinks otherwise.
Put him on. I'm ready.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Hello?
What's his name? Who's
Novak.
This? What's your name?
Derek.
Derek.
Derek?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I will put you in a ring and I will put that shit out of you. And if I win that painting, I will put that shit on it.
Derek, shut up. Where are you from?
Couldn't hear it.
Where are you from, Derek? Boston?
Yep.
Okay, so what's your plan?
I'm going down to Rockford, Connecticut this weekend, coming up.
Okay, we'll come there tomorrow, and we'll fucking settle like real men.
I fucking told you this weekend.
You didn't even have an argument about anything yet.
Yeah, let's find out what he's mad about first.
I'm waiting to find out. What's your problem with it, you little fucking dick rider?
I want to box you right now.
Why do you want to box him?
And if I win, I can take that painting and take a shit on it.
It's already been. Well, you probably will win because he doesn't even have to fight back.
My 12-year-old nephew can come up with an idea like that. You're a creative. You're like the next fucking. You're like next Einstein.
You're like
that was the most stupid fucking retort I ever heard in my life. Now, one of you from Boston, you fucking moron.
Yeah, no shit.
Your painting has started like a whole like thread of hatred throughout the whole internet and everything. And there's like the phones are going nuts and everybody's pissed off about it.
Yeah, I'll kill that.
This is the one of the first guys. Get used to it, Novak. You can't fight everyone.
Weekend, all right?
Somebody just started a wehatenovak.com.
Derek, you fly where I'm at, and anything goes, you little fucking homo. Why are you fucking in the house on the radio? Can't you be at the bar getting laid? What are you doing right now?
Oh, really?
What are you doing right now? Right now, what are you doing?
Right now, I'm laughing at you.
That's okay. We know that. That's apparent, you fucking idiot. Besides that, what are you doing?
I'm the fucking idiot.
What are you doing?
I'm actually, I just fed my kid, and I'm in my bedroom talking to you like a fucking piece of shit.
So, how old are you, Derek?
He's got you there.
35.
You're 35. Your wife's what? About fucking, how old's your wife?
28.
28.
See you
so you can't be fat. You must
Where'd
be
you
rich. Away? You must be rich.
What are you doing?
Why would she date a 35-year-old minger named Derek from Boston?
Dude, I will beat the shit out of you.
Don't call him rich, Novak. That's low.
No, yeah. I said, he, what? Calling someone rich is low.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Listen, you rich motherfucker.
Next week on the 31st, Halloween, I fight Novak.
Where?
Much, yeah, but much, but you're going to win because he never fights back. He'll just let you stomp his face.
I'll fucking kill this kid. Do it. Let's set it up. All right. All right.
Come down to the CKY show on Halloween.
Well, Chris, since obviously you have nothing to do with your life, why don't you start promoting this and we'll both make money on it, you fucking idiot.
I'll make some money.
Let me hear what great advice you have to give for me, you fucking moron, as you lay in your bed at 7:30, you wild man.
Stop hating me.
You can charge $100.
You said stop painting, Novak. I mean, like, you could avoid a lot of trouble if you just stop
just
painting.
Just stop painting, dude.
Yeah, Novak, you started this shit.
I'm going to buy a kit tomorrow.
No.
What?
You going to buy a kit?
Yeah, I'm buying fucking water paints, color paints, face paint. You name it, I'm buying it.
Face
paint. And I'm going to all this fucking faggot in Boston.
What about glitter? What about glitter?
About glitter pens.
What about glitter?
You do glitter pens?
Glitter, you name it, I'm getting it.
You gonna get a glitter pen?
You wanna get a glitter pen?
Shipper, you name it, I'm getting it.
Yo, man, I'm just trying to have a beer. Leave me alone. I spilled beer on your painting.
Novak, if you stop painting, you could avoid a lot of trouble.
Yeah, dude.
Why?
Because you have enemies.
You should get a BUI.
You have enemies,
man. Out of all the fucked up things, out of all the fucked up things you've done, this seems to really piss people off.
You should get a BUI.
Hey, I thank you from my heart.
Yeah, that's what I think people are sensing.
I think they're mad because the worst painting is from America, and it makes us look bad.
Yeah,
no, it has nothing to do with being from America. It has to do with me. I'm usually the scumbag lets you shove antennas up my ass, but I try to do one thing from my heart, and people aren't used to that, so now they hate me and want to fight me.
Yep.
Love is,
Read it right.
Eternity is
misery is optional.
Let Hannah read it. Hannah just walked in.
This is Novak's piece of shit.
Wait, hold this
painting. It's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Read that.
What an asshole.
What's it say?
Is that shit?
That's what I said. It looks like it was written with a cat turd.
Or candle.
Okay, Hannah, get on Frost's microphone.
Is Hannah reading it?
Here, try to read it. Here.
It could say. Hannah's trying to read it, Novak. He's already pissed off. I can tell. He can't. He wants you to stop right now. Novak did that. We're sorry.
Read it.
Is Hannah reading?
I'm working on it, you faggot.
Okay, it's hard.
Sweetheart.
Misery is optimal.
Optional.
Optimal. You spelled it wrong, you idiot.
It's optimal.
Okay.
Misery
is optional is the first line.
Right.
Don't tell him the next.
Pain is an...
Yeah.
Illusion?
Yeah. He spelled it wrong.
With an A.
With an A. Illusion.
Okay, Swift. Misery is optional. Pain is illusional.
Illusional.
Illusional, okay.
Is that plural?
I see where you're going now.
And then what do you read the rest?
And then what's the other one?
But leave it fireball.
No.
Leave it.
The fireball?
Is that a loogie?
love.
It's an egg because I cracked an egg on it. I had John Popper spit on it from the Blues Travelers last night.
Oh, I miss Blues Traveler?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be upset about missing that band, wouldn't you, you fucking homo?
You're just pissed because he spit on your painting.
Mm-hmm. No, it might be worth something now.
That's right. I was thinking when he said John Popper spit on.
Yeah, it probably went up in value.
Yeah, it's the only reason.
Man, I'm dying to know if this painting is worth any money because it's the worst piece of shit in the world. Somebody must want to buy the worst piece of shit.
Listen, hey Ben, hey Chad, put it on eBay for me, and I'll split the proceeds with all of us.
Oh, good.
Somebody do the work for me.
Yeah, just let me know what you got right for that.
No, I don't think eBay doesn't allow that.
I want the original. We'll make T-shirts, but I want the original. Urban can have the original.
I said it before, but I'll say it again. If you guys are listening near a computer, dude, sign on and see this piece of shit.
They're all just man. Jealous. I'm used to jealous. That's
Bam and Seth's wizard sleeve on MySpace.
They might have to call off the election because you painted this.
I know.
It's going to jam it up.
We have new Jihad T-shirts.
Oh, yeah. New Jihad T-shirts. It's Osama bin Laden on a dragster. It's awesome. All right, Novak, I'm going to go because I got to play a song and CKY just walked in.
All right, well, I'll be waking you up at 8 in the morning, so be ready.
All right.
Wait.
Yo, you coming to the show? Novak.
Yeah, I'm bringing him.
All right. 28 Faction.
He said it.
Buy my painting.
Stay out of the windows, Novak. People know you painted this shit.
Me and Hannah just...
www.dreamstoneofthebook.com.
Read it. Read it and love it.
It reads like this painting does.
Read it and weep.
Read it and weep.
All right. I'll be knocking on your door at 8:30 sharp in the morning.
You said 8, asshole. Pick
well,
one and go with it.
I'm going to give you a half hour of your little fucking beauty dirt naps you take.
Dirt nap.
You're a dirt nap.
All right, what do you want to play, man?
I want to play this song that me and Hannah just wrote.
Get off the phone,
you fucking asshole. I'll see you at 8:30.
Fuck.
Now beat it, loser.
Let me pick a song.
Beat it, loser. Beat it.
Let's play the new Akon song.
Beat it, loser.
P.S.
New Akon. New Akon.
Beat it.
Yo, I got nothing else to say. Listen.
Akon.
All right, 8 o'clock in the morning. Be ready, Max.
Fuck you, you asshole.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
God. Me and Hannah wrote a song. It's called I Want to Suck My Dick. I want to suck my dick.
That's as far as you got?
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Oh, I'm playing a song. It's this is New Order. It's called Crystal.
What track, then?
One, man.
Oh, you didn't Crystal give me the
Matt?
CD.
Oh, God. I thought I did. Oh, it's right here.
Novak's still there.
Yeah, Novak's been confusing me. Fuck you, asshole. If you buy some paints, I'm going to kill you.
We're going to get him on the way to New York. You're going to help me figure out what to pick out.
I'm going
to
beat you up, key your car, and then egg it, and then put a cigarette in the gas tank.
You do that every day I see you. What's the difference?
Well, I'm going to do it even harder this time.
He's going to enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Right, now beat it, loser.
Color by numbers.
Be waiting my arrival. You got 12 hours till I show up and be ready.
Would you get off the fucking phone, would you?
Yeah, scratch your sniff.
Hit the red button.
Hit the red button.
You shut it off.
All right, radio band.
Oh,
Turn off the hi-fi, kids.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner on Sirius 28 Faction.
Oh, yeah, and we're back.
Yeah.
That was New Order, Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
And Seth has some comments on the worst piece of shit, shittiest painting ever by Novak. What do they think that it says?
Someone says, history is Poonal, Palin is an Allison, but Lane is tribal.
That's kind of what it looks like.
We got
like.
Any more?
Misery is prison, pain is anal. What the fuck? Thank you, Amber Lynn.
Pain is anal.
If anyone else can figure this out, please let us know and tell me what you think this means.
Pain is
or
anal.
Or says.
Bam and Seth's wizard sleeve on MySpace. You'll see it.
Yeah, CKY is getting our merch back.
CKY just showed
Seth's
up.
Seth's going to make some merch, some CKY stuff, Jess. I was talking to him.
The sweet sounds of CKY.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sweet sounds, Halloween, oh, and nope.
Oh, I forgot to tell
is
you.
Is that sold out?
Hannah, okay.
Halloween Eve is, Halloween is not.
Yeah, there's only like 11 tickets left, though, or something.
Rub it in.
Okay. Dunn got arrested today by, like, detectives, and he was in an interrogation room because somebody stole his phone, and he was calling everybody, including my mom at fucking...
They called me at
3 in the morning.
5:45.
They called Seth. They've been calling everybody off the hook, and they called up Dunn's parole officer, or no, probation officer, and it's a lady, and the guy was just like... Fuck you, you fucking bitch. I'm gonna put heroin in your veins and kill you and rape you, you fucking cunt. Like,
Jesus.
And just started ranting and raving about all this shit and left this message.
He was
the lady thought it was done all drunk or whatever, so the police came up and arrested him, and they were trying to say, so listen to this message. You're trying to say that this isn't you. And he's like, it's not me. Somebody stole my phone.
Yeah, I thought
and they'd
it
be
was
calling everybody
drunk.
Off the hook. And yeah.
I was like, do you need a ride?
It kind of sounds like him.
They're like, nah, man, I'm wasted. Let me call you right back. I have my foot stuck in the mud for like an hour now.
Yeah, that would suck to your boss and to everybody else you know.
Are you all right, Dunn?
Do you need a ride? And they're like, nah, man, I'm just wasted.
And you talked to this guy and you totally thought it was done?
I thought it was done, fucked up. Needing help.
So did everybody else.
Man,
that's not cool.
That kid's probably having a blast with that phone.
Yeah, they must have known who Dunn was because they were like Chad when I called back. Unless they read the call ID, they're right. But they're like Chad. Like who did they? What did they say? Your mom.
She just said that the phone was ringing off the hook at 3 a.m. like
Jeez.
20 times.
They called Dunn's sister and dirty
talk. They did what?
And she got some nasty-ass call from this punk.
Yeah, Missy got a text saying, Missy Poo, I want to come in you.
Oh, that was me, man. Sorry.
And that came from Ryan Dunn's phone?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, won't happen again.
Aren't they reviewing the video footage so they could catch the guy?
Yeah, because he lost it at the notes. So
outside?
We're looking at footage. It was inside.
What, them redhead kids?
Was that crazy redheaded kid?
I don't know. What, do you want to tell about that story about you calling 911?
What'd you do?
Listen to this.
Please.
Okay, hold on a sec. Let me put my headphones back on.
Put your headphones on.
Okay, so a couple nights ago, I was at my friend's house, and I decided to go meet Bam at the Note, but I needed to stop home to get changed because I was in my pajamas. When I got to the driveway, there was a car blocking the driveway, so I pulled up behind it. And
said,
I had
who
my
that?
Brights on, and this scary... creepy woman comes out of the car. She's
high,
like,
on many Valiums or something.
She was like so weird.
They were from Hershey, Penny.
Scary, like stringy, dirty red hair, glasses, like ugly clothes.
That's the
and
worst.
And she comes right up to my window, right in my face, before I could even react. She says, Missy, let me come inside and call AAA. I have a flat. I'm like, what?
That's like that sounds like something out of a movie.
Yeah, like The Strangers. That's what I thought. That was me. So then she was just trying to explain to me what happened, and it was making no sense. Long story short, she said that her sons went to the Note to meet Bam to see if Bam would drive her sons back to our house so Bam could change the tire. I'm like, well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. They followed you guys back from the King of Prussia signing.
Is that what happened?
That's what the kids said to me.
But, like, the kids left their mom here.
In the woods.
In the woods in the dark with a flat and hopped to ride with two Russian chicks
who happened to also be fans.
By
they were fans.
House. Yeah. Fans, yeah. So, I'm telling the story to Chad and Darren, and Darren's like, Missy, do you see those two redheaded kids over there? I bet that's their mom. I'm like, yeah, right, no way. Like, come with me. So, I went over, I said, this is a long shot, but does your mom drive a Honda Civic? They're like, yeah, why? I said, I just called 911 on her. Yeah. They're coming to remove her from the property.
You better get the hell out of here.
She was really scary. They're like, yeah, she's kind of demented. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Ran. All right.
I ended up going to the note for the burlesque show in my pajamas because I couldn't come in the house and change because I was scared of the woman.
God damn it.
I missed a burlesque show?
Yeah.
Fuck. It was a blast, you little idiot.
It was really, really scary. It might not sound that scary, but it was.
Guess what happened to me, Fana?
What?
I went to the North Star to see the Moxie play, had a few too many Crown Royals, and lost my wedding ring.
Oh, you played Lost Your Wedding Ring and you actually lost it?
No, I think I was jumping around.
Bingo! I'm so glad you said that.
Or else this gypsy lady, who I was talking to, she lives on 52nd and Market, which is Pawn Shop Central, so I'm trying to think if she knew one of those tactics on how to take off rings and watches.
And right. Her name's Catherine, and I'm going to hunt her ass down.
Man.
I know someone who knows her.
We'll call her up.
I'm going to find her. Selena and I are going to go down and hunt her down.
God, man. Out of all the rings, why the wedding one?
Yeah.
I'm fucking doomed.
That shit's around, dude. It's around. It's like,
dude, the best is this fucking kid's like, bam, I can't get in. I lost my ID. And you're like, I lost my wedding ring. And then just went in.
Bam, can you get me in? I lost my ID. I don't give a fuck. I lost my wedding ring. Fuck you.
Oh, man.
Jesus. Man, I don't want to talk about the wedding ring anymore. I'm getting re-pissed.
Well, I checked Craigslist and eBay, and it's not on either, so.
I'll give a reward. I'll give a $10,000 reward if anybody knows anything about it.
They want more.
$20,000.
I didn't do it for once.
$20,000, I'll just get a fucking other one.
Where is that ring? God damn it.
Catherine the Gypsy probably is wearing it.
Don't you hate it when you don't know where something's at?
Bitch.
I'm like, God damn it. I'm so
that's
annoyed.
Me with everything.
I'm the same way. I'm like, where the fuck is... Where are my socks?
I got
and they're
ring.
On my fucking feet while I'm bitching about it.
Where's my life?
I've seen it for a long time.
I just got $1,000 to do this signing. And I found a $100 bill out in the yard today.
Nice.
I found one under the car seat.
That's where
I found
it.
Another one up. You know, like, there's just, like, I'm so bad with money.
Man, I got to start walking around.
And the worst
yard,
part about it, I like to put the money in different pockets, like a few in my pants pocket, a few in my coat, because if that way, I'm not going to lose all of them.
No,
if I put
you
it in
will.
A wallet, I'll lose the whole fucking wallet.
You were throwing a $20 bill at Dice the other night, yeah, and you just kept throwing it at him. And he ended up with it. He said you wouldn't take it back.
You got to make it into a paper airplane.
You were also doing that to Jess at the bar.
Yeah, you were beating Jess Margera up.
Jess was just at the bar, like, chit-chatting with somebody. I would just walk up to him and just fucking slug him right in his fucking face.
Me and Jess were
like,
all
why
serious.
Why do you have to punch me in the face? Like, why can't it be, like, the arm or something?
Right in the fucking face.
I'll just walk in and just fucking punch him right in his fucking face as hard as I could.
I wish he would have just punched you back so bad.
He was.
Oh, man. Come on.
Here, let him talk.
Were you fed up with me that night?
Dude, okay, we went out drinking the one night, and it was fun, and we were, like, just play fighting or whatever. It got kind of gnarly, but it was fun. And then I see Bam the next day, and he's doing the same shit again, and I'm like, come on, man, again? Like, we already did this last night. I mean, come on.
Yeah, a week before, he's like, why don't you hang out with me?
And I was fucking so sober and, like, not in the mood, and I was just like, oh, God.
And I was twice as bad as I was the day before, so I stepped it up. A notch and started punching you as hard as I could right in your fucking face.
Dude, I fake swung at your head and then I hit you in the ribs pretty hard. I saw you got the wind knocked out of you a little bit. You were just like, and then he just goes, looks at me, he's like, yo.
Yeah.
Like, me. Like, I'm the asshole.
You're grabbing, like, random strangers as your shield.
Yeah, you just took some dude sitting outside the notes smoking, and you were like hiding behind him.
Yeah.
So I couldn't get to you.
Sounds like fun. Yeah.
When was that?
The other night.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like we were like, you know, just punching each other like in the arm and the gut and shit, and it wasn't really that gnarly. And then all of a sudden, you just swing at my fucking head. I was just like, whoa.
You're just sitting there like talking to some like somebody who I'd never seen before. You're just sitting there at the bar like having a normal conversation. I just walk up behind you and just nail you in the back of the head so hard.
Jesus.
It was in the side of his face because I saw it.
That's the worst feeling in the world.
You're hell
you
on earth.
You know why? Because I just watched Arthur and I was in drinking mode. Because he was walking around with scotch and he's just like, my doctor insists that I drink 10 of these an hour. and then he's at like a wedding or like a wedding party and the lady's walking by with like the champagne drinks and he grabs one off me. He's like, oh, hell, who knows when I'm going to see you again? And he just takes the whole fucking tray.
God,
oh,
man.
I'm the new Arthur in town.
I don't think that's very funny, man.
Oh, come on. You were just hell on earth for 2 days, and when I was like, bam, you're fucking drinking too much. You're out of control. You're like, so what? I lost my wedding ring. I was just like, oh, all right.
But he lost his wedding ring because he's a drunk.
Yeah, like
shut your mouth, Missy.
Yeah, but I don't think about it if I'm sipping on Crown Royal.
In one night, he lost his wedding ring, his cell phone, and knocked himself out and gave himself a concussion.
And I lost my shoe.
That sounds like a really good time. Maybe I should start drinking.
Shit happens. Sometimes you get
I fell
on
tattoo moms.
Away.
I just fell like I didn't even try to like put my hands down. I just fell backwards and my jaw hit the edge of this coffee table and it fucking hurts so bad.
Dude,
you're a blast.
The worst
man.
Is when you get too fucked, like you'll just be so aggro, like and then you'll just go to sleep, and then you're dead weight, like you have that dead weight thing, and you're so hard to carry. Like we're trying to carry you up my back basement steps, and it just wasn't happening, man.
Yeah, Matt Dice helped me so bad, I would never have gotten you out of there ever.
Maybe I didn't want to go leave.
I'm like, Jesse, he's going to sleep over your house tonight.
Oh, fun.
It was like 3 in the morning and Jess is all tired wanting to go to bed. I'm like, you have your whole fucking band here and you're not even going to play the drums. You're an asshole.
So me, you, and Dice went and fucking jammed Enter Sandman for a while.
Yeah, but I can dude, play that beat.
Dan played the drums.
Like, we just played for like hours and hours and then he's like, no, turn everything back on.
Boardwalk body.
Missy kept thinking I was saying Boardwalk Baby. She's like, what the hell is Boardwalk Baby? I'm like, it's Boardwalk Body. You were saying Baby. I know better. It's my favorite CKY song.
I thought he was saying Boardwalk Baby.
She's just trying to get you to talk about babies.
Chad like unplugged and like packed up his amp and he's like, turn that on. It's not even plugged in.
Prom night dumpster baby.
This one, huh, Bam?
Yeah, man.
What about it?
Shipper needs some Adagrams of Millerol.
I need fucking 30 Adagrams of Millerol.
All right, I'm going to play the sweet sounds of CKY because they're playing on Halloween, motherfucker, at The Note. So go to The Note. WC.com. Come check out our menu because we got hot eats and liquid treats and live entertainment.
It's fucking awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Suddenly Tragic CKY Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
Yeah.
coming hot right now. Oh,
oh. Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Bo, 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 it's almost time to go.
We do, man, look what I can do. I sit on a cock or fucking two. Will you wow, my ass is ready tonight. So rape it, I won't put up a fight. I'm delicious to fuck. Ooh, on a man's dick I'll suck. Woody woo, rock, my name is Rake. For goodness sake, I'll rape your ass every day and eat a cheesesteak. Watch me at the family fun center. I'm on the sipping side. I'm naked as shit, and I'm sliding inside 10 motherfuckers with a dick 10 feet wide. Wild elder, fuck me in the middle of a flight in bad fucking weather. My tape measure won't see fly how much pleasure I can hide in my asshole. Woody woo woo no. And whistle the Woody, come here, let me sit on you if I could it with you. Rabbit and roll, like a rock, buried in my hole. The Easter Bunny must have been too scared to bang my ass down there. Watch me fuck all slow, romantic. There's no need to panic. I see a man, I squat on his ass and fuck it so fast like a tasty sea bear. Wow, 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 over and over. Wow, 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 so bend me over. Wow, wow, I meant to say fuck me tonight. And if you're a man, my ass ain't tight.
Unplug the cord.
All right, Radio Bam Series 28 Faction. We are out of here, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And to see the worst picture, the worst painting on earth.
I'll tell you.
MySpace.com, Bam and Seth's Wizard Sleeve.
We want to hear your comments.
Please tell us what you think it says.
And try to figure out what it says and then talk about how much of a piece of shit it is and yeah, how much Novak sucks.
And check out the new Jihad t-shirts. They're great.
Yeah.
You need to have your own Jihad.
Do it.
Until after the note. With the sweet sounds of CKY Radio Bam. Till next week. We beat you. Faction 28.
Radio Bam. That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.